With the turn of the century came a veritable revolution in European art, and in Catalonia it became known as modernism and naucentisme. Artists began to explore these styles and study the creative possibilities offered by the technical advances in photography and graphic design. In general, all disciplines related to the decorative arts were having a heyday. Sabadell's cultural life slowly, and later than most, became imbued with the aesthetic change not only in fine arts, but also in literature, poetry, and theatre. A diverse group of artists, led by Antoni Vila Arufat, Rafael Durancamps, Joan Vila Puig, and Ricard Marlet, among others, were representatives of Sabadell's art in the 30s, and though not all avant-garde, they were still part of the new figurative trends in Europe. Joan Vilatoba stood out as a photographer. Here we can see some of his compositions, such as Where Will I Find You in Heaven? A semi-nude female corpse is mourned by a desperate, grieving man. Vilatoba taught painting and drawing and called for recognition for photography as an art form, which he called pictorialism. This trend was followed by other photographers from Sabadell colleagues and followers of Vilatoba, like Albert Rifa and Raphael Molins. Rifa is the author of the photograph of the Saint Benet de Bergès cloisters, while A Studious Face, a photograph of a young woman looking at the sky, is by Molins. Ricard Marlet stands out for his graphic work. The series of prints illustrating Don Quixote on show were commissioned by a library society in New York and demonstrate his technical skill as a draftsman. Marianne Bourgès was an energetic man, a freethinker and an artist. He was an excellent ceramicist and contributed to the advancement of modern Catalan ceramics. He founded Faïence Catalan, an important Catalan ceramic company, which was later inherited by his nephew, the Noucentisme cultural promoter Santiago Segura. The Sabadell Art Museum houses a significant collection of original posters for Sabadell's annual festival and the Salut de Sabadell dance group performances from 1905 to 1939. It is interesting to see how the collection allows us to trace the evolution of graphic art from modernism to Noucentisme, from timid Art Deco to Cubism and Expressionism. The posters were chosen in competitions, and the subject matter was always traditional. There was always the city's coat of arms and the silhouette of the city, frequent references to prosperity and industry. Women were often centre stage, dressed in traditional Catalan costume or high fashion, depending on the year. The party atmosphere was depicted with Chinese lanterns, bunting and fireworks. The modernist and Noucentisme posters for the annual festival and the Aplec de la Salut dance meetings that you see here are works of great value. Two of the posters are by Antoni Vila y Arufat, who was Joan Vilasinca's son.